Welcome to Talking New Energy, a podcast from Delta EE, the new energy experts. We'll be talking about how the energy transition is developing across Europe, with guests who are working at the leading edge of this transition. In this episode, we're looking at the topic of smart thermostats. Google paid $3.2 billion for Nest some 5 years ago, catapulting smart thermostats into the limelight. Since then, hundreds of millions of euros has been spent growing and acquiring smart thermostat businesses here in Europe. So where have smart thermostats got to, and where are they headed? What business models and opportunities are companies pursuing? And are they product or service businesses, smart home or new energy businesses, or indeed all of these? In this episode, we'll hear from Tado and QB, two of Europe's leading smart thermostat businesses, together with Delta's expert in this area, Matti Kahola. So, hello to everyone. Hello, Christian. Welcome to the podcast. And Christian, where are you joining? Where are you joining us from today?
Yeah, hi. Thank you very much for the invitation. I'm joining here from Munich in Germany.
Great. And hello to my second guest, Rika from QB. Rika, how about you? Where are you based?
Hi, John. Thanks for having me. I'm based in Amsterdam.
Great. Nice to have you on the podcast. And last but not least, sitting next to me here in our Edinburgh office, hello, Matti.
Hi, everyone. Good to be on the discussion.
So thanks to my guests. And let's get into the discussion on smart thermostats. Matti, let's start with some simple questions, I hope. First of all, how do we define a smart thermostat? What is a smart thermostat?
So smart thermostats are effectively internet-connected heating controls that replace your existing central heating controls. So typically they offer the user the ability to more conveniently control and schedule their heating, typically using a mobile phone app, anywhere they are. And this is effectively kind of the minimum functionality of a smart thermostat. Of course, then there are loads of additional smart features that can vary quite a bit by the different smart thermostat and what the manufacturers offer.
Okay, and where's the market at today? Are there hundreds of thousands, millions, tens of millions of these being sold and installed across Europe?
We're still in the millions range, but today, around at the end of 2018, we estimate that there's around 5 million households with some form of smart heating controls, primarily smart thermostats. And if we look at the number of households that installed smart thermostats in 2018, that's around 1.5 million. So still very big growth in that area.
Okay, so established, but still quite some way to go in terms of penetration into European households.
Yeah, that's a good summary. And if you want to get a bit of sense of scale, there's around similar amount of 1.5 million gas boilers installed every year in the UK. So still loads of room for growth.
Okay. And the biggest players in this market, are there a few that stand out? Is it very fragmented?
Yeah, it's fairly fragmented. I think there's kind of three different types of big players. So first of all, there's energy suppliers. So there's Centrica with Hive and Eneco affiliated with QB. And then there are several different startups. One of them you mentioned is Nest, which is owned by Google, but then also local players like Neatmo from France and Tado in Germany. And then, of course, the big giants from the heating industry like Bosch or Honeywell.
Okay, so some companies that you could almost classify as smart thermostat companies, a few leaders in this space, of which we have two on the podcast today, but then a lot of other types of companies coming from different directions.
Yes, definitely. And there's some other companies in other verticals like connected TRVs that would we should probably mention, like EQ3 is very big in Germany. But overall, I think there's a handful of the companies I mentioned probably make up 80% of the market altogether.
Okay. Well, that gives us a good picture overview of the smart thermostat market. Christian, turning to you, you're a founder at Tado, if I'm right, and still managing director or still driving the company forward?
Yes, absolutely.
And can you help us understand what's your customer proposition as a homeowner, as a household? What can Tado do for me?
Yeah, absolutely. maybe I start a little bit from the beginning. So we founded the company in 2011 because we saw that around 30% of the world's energy is used for heating and cooling of buildings. And we know that when we connect all these heating, air conditioning systems to the internet through a smart thermostat, these households can save up to 31% on their energy consumption while also increasing comfort and convenience at home. And this is why we have founded the company, and this is also why we strongly believe that soon any building will be heated and cooled intelligently. And we offer basically three stacks of products. On one hand, the smart thermostats, which connect to any heating or air conditioning system from any manufacturer, also on a digital and modulating level. Mm-hmm. The second stack is our apps, and our third stack is our data-driven services, so boiler and energy-based services.
And as a customer, what roughly, give me a feel for what the cost or price of this to the customer is. How much as a customer do I need to pay for this?
So start a kit to connect your heating system at home, around €200 or pound.
Okay. And are customers generally buying this directly from Tado, or are you going to market through other channels or combinations?
Basically, so it's around 50-50. So 50% we do direct to consumer, where retailers Amazon or special retailers in the DIY stores in multiple countries, so all across Europe. And so the other 50% of our sales we do together with energy companies, where we bring bundles into the market.
Okay, that's interesting to see that 50-50 split. And an idea about key facts and figures, how many of you sold, how many are selling, revenues. Can you give us an idea about the scale of your business?
So we have a couple hundred thousand homes which are using Tado on a daily or weekly basis. And over the last years, we have been growing our business 100%, over 100% year over year. Around 200 people now, mainly be it based here out of Munich, but we also have offices in other European countries. And in order to build the company, we have raised a bit more than $100 million in venture funding.
Great, thanks very much. That gives us an excellent feel for Tado. Wieger, can you tell us a bit about your position at QB and in a nutshell as a customer, what QB could do for me as a householder?
Yes, of course. Well, first of all, as a customer, you can work with our products at home on a daily basis. We also have more than 400,000 households using our products, and that's mainly the smart thermostats. Well, in the Netherlands, it's known as Tone, and in Belgium with Engie, it's known as Box. And in other countries, in Germany and in Spain, it's also known as Tone. So we have multiple brands, so people listening to the podcast may not know QB, but they certainly know those brands. First of all, it's our product is not only about heating. So we have a little bit wider scope. We really focus on transformation of the utilities into the services model. Mm-hmm. And for instance, the energy inside the business and the services you can derive from that is really core of our product. So it's not only about heating, but also about comfort and also about insights in what you can do as a homeowner to improve your energy footprint.
Okay. And in terms of your focus, Netherlands, you mentioned Belgium, Germany, other markets. How much has come from the Netherlands, which is your core market, and how much of your activity is now beyond that?
Well, I think it's interesting to see that different countries have different speeds in liberalization, and also the market is a little bit different everywhere. So I think it's clear that our core market, the Netherlands, is the biggest one because Eneco also invested heavily to work with us in bringing this to market with bundled products, also with commodity contracts. And in other countries, we see even a steeper growth with Engie. So yes, the base in the Netherlands is the biggest, but the growth we see in other countries, and also the business model for the German market seems also very promising.
And Christian, how does that compare with Tado in terms of Germany being your home market, in terms of activity in Germany and other markets?
Yeah, so Germany is our home turf. That's where we come from. So it's still our largest market. So roughly 25% we do here in the German-speaking countries, another 25% in the UK, and then the rest splits across multiple, mainly European countries.
Great. Okay, so both very much international businesses today. Wiko, just coming back to your route to market, you mentioned going to market with your parent company, Eneco, in the Netherlands. Is your model always to go with a utility channel company as to get to customers, or are you ever going direct?
Well, we always look for a good partner to go to market, yes. So yes, we are also in retail, but it's through our partners. And, that's, I need to emphasize, it's not only utility partners. We, for instance, also work with an insurance company in the Netherlands to bring other products to the market as well. So we find different channels, but mainly those are utility channels, because our model is not about making margin and business on the products themselves, but more helping our customers to transform. And that's where our core capabilities is. And we believe that our platform can grow in a good way in this manner, not only by going to the market ourselves, because that also means a lot for your go-to-market and your branding, for instance.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you mentioned there being a platform, or having a platform that's an earlier, broader than heating controls. Christian, do you view your product as being a platform in a similar way, or do you view it a bit differently?
So we call it intelligent climate management. Mm-hmm. So we really help our users to enjoy an affordable, climatized home with all aspects attached to it out of one hand. Mm-hmm. So it's maybe an analogy can come from the mobility space, where in the past people bought a car, they had to insure it, they had to repair it from time to time, they changed the wires from twice per year and so on. And now many people go to a mobility service and pay per minute of driving. And the similar thing we're trying to achieve in heating, to really deliver warm room out of one hand. And we do this direct to consumers, but also very important, so similar to what Wiecher says as well, is that we help energy companies to transform into this direction, so moving away from being a commodity provider to really be a energy service provider and being able to offer warm room, so heat or cooling as a service.
Okay, so we're moving towards heat as a service. Matti, let's come back to you now. So you've got a nice position of looking across the market and talking and working with the various companies active or looking to be active in this area. When you look across that, what do you see as the big issues, the big challenges? What's on the energy industry's mind and heating industry's mind at the moment with smart thermostats?
I think what I hear is actually quite well reflected by what Isha and Christian just said there. It's around the challenge of the business model and profitability of this. As mentioned, we are still in the kind of the early stages of the market, but a lot of growth to be had. But if smart thermostats remain just a purely a product sale business, there are a lot of challenges involved with ongoing costs related to maintaining the connectivity, providing updates to the user. So this has led companies to explore how they get recurring revenue also out of these connected home products and smart heating controls.
Okay, so on that topic, Christian and Rika, I'm interested to know how you describe your businesses in terms of, are you a product business, a service business, what a smart home company. We use the term smart thermostats in the title for this podcast. But how would you describe the type of company that you are? Christian, do you want to start with that?
Sure. I mean, just looking from our development team, for example, so we are around 60 developers which are working on the software, and we're around 3 developers which are working on the hardware. So from a company perspective, it's clearly software driven. Mm-hmm. From what customers see at first glance is a hardware product, but the magic is really happens in the algorithms, it happens in the software, it happens in the apps, it happens in the user experience and the services on top of the data and the customer relationship. This is where the music plays. So we consider ourselves as a software and service business. Mm-hmm. And
And Vika, same for you, or how would you describe QB in terms of hardware, software, product, service?
Yeah, I think it's very much alike. If you have the emphasis on software, we also really look at what can data bring to the B2B companies and to the consumers. But we tailor made it to the needs. So what is important and I think very interesting is that we look at trends in the market as well. For instance, in Belgium, we see that water is a growing dilemma, to have enough water and to have it available at the time you want it and at a cost you want it. Mm-hmm. And people are getting more conscious about that. So commodity is stretching away from only having gas and power insights and act on that, but also, for instance, on water. So we launched a campaign with Engie, for instance, and we really see that growing in other markets like Spain as well. So it depends on the market where the need is, and then we can work with the utility to build a proposition there. But yes, it's about software and it's about services. I completely agree.
Matty, in terms of the ability to drive revenues with services and maybe the confidence in the market to do that, is that something that people are succeeding with at the moment or experimenting with, would you say, or what patterns are you seeing?
I think there's some early success in the market, but a lot of it is still in the experimental phase. I think much of the challenge comes from that within this energy transition, a lot of the energy companies themselves, they're struggling to engage with customers, and now they're introducing new technology, but they also need to introduce new ways of working with their customer, providing their customers with services. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of steps to be taken for customers to have confidence in these propositions. But we are seeing some early examples. For instance, in the UK, Centrica does a lot of work with Boiler IQ, which is remote monitoring of heating systems, and has already quite impressive customer numbers on that.
Okay, so let's pick up that energy supplier channel at the moment that you mentioned, Matty. Christian, you mentioned about half of your business is with energy or through energy companies. Weha, most of your business is through energy companies. How easy or hard are your energy company partners finding it to really grow revenues from your products and services? Weha, do you want to start this time?
Yes, of course. That we have a proven business model the last 5 to 10 years with Eneco in the Netherlands, because we see that the base is still growing and people are paying a monthly recurring revenue for it, a recurring fee. So the business model in that way is quite unique, that they have the first proof of switching away from commodity only to a paid services model. But the real challenge, of course, and I have to be honest, to add more services on top of that. So I just heard a Boiler IQ, we call it boiler monitoring. That's a service we also add on top of the services, but also solar insights and some other services. So in total, we have almost 2 petabytes of data of our customers. So that's a gigantic a number of data. Actually, we are a European market leader in getting data from 10 seconds electricity and gas. So yeah, imagine what you can do with that. So we are really focusing on giving more insight and adding services on top of that. But yes, it's a struggle to really transform the utility, because sometimes they also need to you know, change their organization as well. It's not only having QB on board brings you the software you need, but it's a complete transformational program. So that's where we see the most joy in working together with them.
Okay, so there's lots of different types of data, sources of data, and your challenge with your partners is then turning that data into services that deliver value to customers and revenue to you and your utility partner. Christian, in terms of your experience and the half of your business that's with energy companies, what are the challenges like with these channels to market?
Yeah. So so what's really great to see that many of the important utilities in Europe, they understand that transforming the heating space really starts with basically the smart thermostat, with connecting the heating system and connecting the customer. So the smart thermostat becomes really the center of the transformation. Because on one hand, you get all of the real-time data about energy consumption, about what's happening in the boilers, how is it running, are there any error codes, and so on. And on the other hand, you have this real-time customer interaction on the smartphones where people interact with their warm room at home, cranking up the temperature in the child's room, or using some of the automation and seeing how much they have saved last month and so on. So this is really a crucial part for the transformation. And so what it actually helps, on one hand, when you install a smart thermostat on the wall, when you screw it to the wall and you put in the cables, you get a monthly report showing you how much energy you have saved. It becomes a very long-lasting customer relationship. So you have a very, very long customer lifetime, significantly longer, so factor 5 or 6 longer than a normal energy contract. So this is one element that when you bring this in a bundle to a household, then you keep this customer for much longer time. And second, by having the strong customer engagement, you can really upsell additional services to these customers, like a boiler cover, maybe a new heating system, maybe a better energy tariff, because you have the data and you have the customer relationship. And the third value which you're getting as a utility is through this remote monitoring functionality, similar to what you said above Boiler IQ from British Gas. And when you really know what's happening in the boiler, then you can remotely fix a lot of the issues. And even if you can't fix it remotely, then you already know which spare part to bring, how much time to plan for your field force, and thereby really drive down your operating expenses and make your cover business significantly more profitable, and also increasing customer satisfaction because they only have to wait once for an installer, for instance. So this is really the smart thermostat becomes the center of the transition in regard to the heating and cooling of homes and of buildings.
And Christian, how does that work if I, as a customer, buy a smart thermostat from you for 200 euros? I've not necessarily got an ongoing monthly fee I'm paying to Tado, but I'm expecting ongoing service from Tado. So is that a challenge for you? Because as me having a Tado product in my home, there's an ongoing cost for you in terms of managing the data, the insights, et cetera, the updates, the app versions. Is that challenging for you to position it as a service business with customers rather than a product business?
Mm-hmm. I think, therefore, it is, I mean, this customer lifetime, I mean, our average customer lifetime is around 20 years based on the churn data which we have from the last 7 years. And so, of course, if you operate your servers and so on for a lifetime of 20 years, then you have ongoing costs. So, therefore, it is important to bring additional services on top of the hardware to really make it worthwhile to be in customers' home and to deliver your solutions for a period of 20 years. And these services, we have multiple services in the area of boiler repair, maintenance, heating systems, energy services, mainly together with utility companies. And also we have a premium skill for advanced automation, which people can activate in the app, which is called Auto Assist. Mm-hmm. It costs €2.99, so basically €3 or £3 on a monthly basis. And a lot of our customers are using it. So it's really crucial to bring services on top of your hardware to make it a great customer experience and also a good long-term business.
Okay, so what I'm hearing from both of you is that you're owning the product effectively as a small part of your business. You've both very much data and software companies, and the prize, or indeed the challenge, is growing additional services that customers are willing to pay maybe a few euros a month for. Keeping an eye on time, which as always on the podcast is getting the better of us, let's get out the new Talking New Energy crystal ball and look into the future. So each of you, one view about where you will be or where you think the industry will be in the next 3 to 5 years. Matty, let's start with you. From your observations, in 3 to 5 years, will we be talking about smart thermostats, or how will we be talking about them?
I think in 5 years' time, smart thermostats have probably become the norm for new heating systems. So we'll still be talking about smart thermostats, but they'll not be anything surprising or new. And then as they kind of move towards electrification of heating and also transport increasingly, there is a more of a need for kind of wider home energy management. And of course, connected home will have to play a big part in this transformation. So I think that will be something we'll be talking about in 5 years' time, definitely.
Okay, thanks, Matty. We heard from your side. What do the next 3 to 5 years, where will you be in that time frame?
Well, if I look at the larger trends, I see two big trends at least. So people are getting older and want to stay longer at home. So I really see an opportunity also for assisted living propositions, which are non-intrusive, because you are in the home, you can help people with assisted living products. So I really see the market going there as well. So it's cross-sectoral. And also decentralization is, of course, ongoing in the energy market. So the HEM energy systems that Matti described is also the trend we really see and we really want to grow in as well as QB.
Okay, thanks, Rika. And last but not least, Christian.
I think in 5 years' time, hopefully something like half the households in Europe will be smart and connected. This is our ambition. And with all the benefits which come with it, like saving energy, enjoying more comfort, easier use, and of course also things which you guys mentioned and Matti mentioned is integrating into the energy grid, especially in regards to electrification of heating, but also in the air conditioning system, to be not only using less energy, but also using the energy when there is an excess of energy and energy is cheap. So bringing basically a demand response into reality in the heating space, maybe based on agile tariffs. This is our vision also for the next 5 years.
Great. Well, if we look back to when Google bought Nest a number of years ago, the sector's developed, it's now firmly established, and I think all three of you have pointed a similar view of the future that's more based on services, more based on energy management around the home, some interesting opportunities around elderly care, for example. So thank you very much to the three of you for sharing your time and insights. Thank you to the listeners, and there's a nice link from the description around demand response to our podcast next week, which will be about the business of being an aggregator. So we look forward to you joining us then.